This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Financial regs go global.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner will be on Capitol Hill in about an hour and a half. His job this morning, to sell the Obama administration's financial regulation overhaul. In Europe, the EU is taking up that same issue at a summit that begins today in Brussels. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard joins us now to talk about the proposals across the pond. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, Steve.
So what is the EU discussing?
Well, one of the key things they'll be talking about are the exact powers of two proposed EU-wide regulatory bodies. These are, on the one hand, the European Systemic Risk Board, which would be set up to spot ahead of time the kind of credit problems that blew up into the credit crunch. And on the other hand, the other body, the European System of Financial Supervisors, would have the job of monitoring individual banks and financial firms to make sure they're not engaging in over-risky behavior. The key question under discussion today is who's going to run these bodies, and will these bodies be able to override and overrule national governments in the EU?
Now, Stephen, the UK not too keen on these proposals. What's the tension about with the Brits?
Well, the problem is London, which is Europe's major financial center. Many people in the city of London believe that continental Europeans have long resented the success of London as a financial center. They feel the French and the Germans and the bureaucrats in Brussels are keen to get their hands on London, bring it to heel, take it down a peg or two. And so the British government is under a lot of pressure to ensure that London, which is a major source of employment and tax revenue for the UK, isn't hamstrung by EU-wide regulation.
All right. Our man in London, Stephen Beard, joining us this morning. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Stocks today, not much budge. European markets flat or down slightly, under 0.5%. In Asia, shares were lower by 1% or more. Wall Street yesterday mixed. The S&P 500 and Dow lost a little. The Nasdaq managed a small gain. And this morning, jam and jelly maker Smucker's just reported profits nearly doubled. Target date funds are a type of 401k account where safety is the key. The investments get a little more conservative as a particular retirement date nears. But when the economy tanked, some of those so-called safe nest eggs still lost a lot of their value, and some federal regulators want to know why. Here's Marketplace's Bob Moon.
When a Senate committee looked at target funds for those retiring in 2010, it found widely varying exposure to stocks. Mercer Bullard heads the advocacy group Fund Democracy. He says investors are being misled.
If you call something a 2010 fund and create an expectation it's not going to have more than about 50% in stocks, that's just wrong, and you need to prohibit that from happening.
Vanguard, on the other hand, argues that retirement investors who don't go with target funds actually make riskier choices. And Vanguard's John Amrix says whenever stocks fall as much as they did, some losses, even in these funds, are unavoidable.
I think it's a leap, a very big leap, to assume that that means there would be no risk. Everything that's said about target date funds emphasizes they're not guaranteed.
Amrix insists target funds remain a fair and simple option for investors who need help diversifying, but Bullard complains there are no rules to limit how risky these funds can actually be.
Which resulted in the defrauding of a lot of investors whose lives have been substantially changed and in some cases ruined.
Federal regulators say they're looking into whether more needs to be done to better align the makeup of these funds with the expectations of investors. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Some economic numbers are forthcoming this morning. The Labor Department releases its weekly report on first-time jobless claims in about half an hour. And in a couple of hours from the Conference Board comes the Index of Leading Economic Indicators for May.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
Remember when traveling with a family in a camper or recreation vehicle was king? You could go anywhere, and the thing had a bathroom. Seems people aren't doing a whole lot of that these days. Winnebago Industries said today it lost more than $8.5 million in its third quarter. By the way, we're going to hear from Carnival Cruise Lines later today. Forget about camping or cruising if you can't even get the day off. As many as 30 million American workers don't get any paid vacation from their workplace, and some in Congress want to change that. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
In the House of Representatives, Democrat Alan Grayson represents Orlando, Florida, home to theme parks and other holiday destinations.
Listen, anybody who lives in Orlando understands that vacationing people are happy people. They're all around us.
Grayson is the sponsor of the Paid Vacation Act. Under his proposal, companies with more than 100 workers would have to give everyone they've employed for more than a year a week's paid vacation. Grayson says time off is good for business.
Study after study has shown that people who go on vacations end up being healthier and more productive when they get back from the vacation. And we need a workforce that is paying attention, motivated, and part of that is to have a workforce that doesn't always feel tired.
Companies aren't convinced. Keith Smith with the National Association of Manufacturers says his members support and provide paid leave, but he says this is the wrong economy for another government mandate.
Additional burdens and costs, especially at a time like we're currently undergoing, where manufacturers are struggling to retain and create jobs, that is not the best time to burden manufacturers with yet another cost of government compliance.
Employers may be feeling a little overwhelmed by a flurry of bills in Congress mandating paid leave for workers, not just for vacations, but also for family emergencies and illness. At a hearing last week on the various proposals, Deborah Ness of the National Partnership for Women and Families said nearly half of all private sector workers don't get any paid sick days.
The Healthy Families Act would help us significantly reduce the spread of pandemic or seasonal flu by enabling workers to comply with public health advice if they or their family members show sign of illness.
But Georgia Republican Representative Tom Price worries that the cost of providing government-mandated benefits will be passed on to workers through reduced wages and fewer jobs.
At the very moment when Americans are worried about losing their job, this proposal undercuts job creation through higher employer costs.
So far, none of the bills have moved beyond the talking stage. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.